The Trump administration added $14 billion to the coronavirus food assistance program last week, which provides direct payments to farmers impacted by the pandemic. Paul Mitchell from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the new money means government payments are now projected to make up just under 44% of net farm income for 2020. That's double what direct payments represent during the average year.
When you have this much subsidization, is it distorting the market away from sort of more efficient allocations of things? And that's the concern here. The farm income, this would put it above the 20-year average.
But Mitchell says the increased payments don't mean farms are profitable. He said much of the subsidies has likely gone to paying down debts from 4 years of low prices. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.